I am Joe Stone, and it's the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Welcome. So today we are doing season two of the show. We have a dope episode for you planned today. I have Sans with me from season one. You will remember her. We have Sister Harris with us, who's been rocking out with us for season two. I have Sweets, the Atlanta lifestyle queen. And yeah, that's pretty much it for today. So we're going to be diving into some of the most viral, the most interesting, the most crazy videos that we created last year. And, you know, taking an in-depth look, using it as a jump-off point to have bigger conversations and just kick it, man. We're going to have a diverse opinion. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't, but it's always all good. We enjoy just having positive energy, learning things, dissecting things, and just, you know, having a good time, having some good conversation. Thank you for joining us. If it's your first time listening, make sure you follow. And if it's your first time here, and if you haven't rated us on the podcast app that you listen to the podcast on, feel free to do that now. Give us those 5 stars. It does mean a lot. And leave a review. I do read them. They are important, and I do appreciate it. Our mailing list is in the description of this bio. Make sure of this episode. Make sure that you hit that. Leave us an email so that we can connect with you in case anything ever happens. And we're going to dive into the show. Thank you for joining us. And yeah, so this one this is one of my biggest videos. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure one of my biggest videos, or at least early on it was. And it was very controversial. So we're going to hop right into it. I'm not going to spoil it. Let's go. Am I the asshole for taking off my swimming trunks when my female friends were taking off their bikinis? It sounds like a fair trade, but let's get into the story. I, a 25-year-old male, had a small get-together with some friends yesterday. We mostly hung out in my pool. Night comes around, we're all at least a little buzzed and still sitting in the pool, and there's about 6 people left. 4 girls, 1 guy, and me. One girl, Allie, took off her bikini and says, "God, that feels better." And we all laugh, and a minute or two passes, and the other girls take their tops off too. Hey, this is a great get-together. And we're all laughing again, having a great time. We're all close, so this wasn't a big deal. I'm not a 14-year-old boy who loses his mind when he sees a tit. Play it cool. A few minutes pass, and I say F it out loud, put my legs out, and slip off my swim trunks, and then sit back down. The others laugh, and then the other guy, Steve, says, "Well, I'm not gonna be the pansy here," and takes off his trunks too. And he and I laugh, but the girls don't really laugh and start looking between themselves and covering their chests. I notice this and ask, "Oh, did we take it too far?" And Allie says, "I mean, a little bit. It just feels like it's getting now that we're all naked, you know." And I said, "I guess so. Sorry. I didn't mean to make anyone uncomfortable," and put my trunks back on. Steve did too, but only when one of the girls put their tops back on. It was quiet for a few minutes until normal conversation started back up again, and things seemed to go back to normal. An hour later, everyone left and I went to bed. Woke up today, did some stuff, and I get a text from Allie. She says that she thinks I was really inappropriate taking my out last night and making Steve do it too. I told her again that I didn't mean to make her uncomfortable, and I'm sorry if I did, but she and the other girls were taking their tops off and I thought it was okay. And I absolutely didn't make Steve take his trunks off. How's she gonna blame you for what another grown man does? Like, you pulled his swimming trunks off. That is not what happened. He did that of his own volition. She responded that it was inappropriate because they were taking their tops off, not their bottoms. Plus, 2 guys surrounded by topless girls were bound to get turned on, and then it would get even weirder and possibly make them feel threatened to be around us. I told her I thought she was being unreasonable and sexist, but I was sorry if I made her uncomfortable and I wouldn't do it again. But she's still upset, and my other friends that were there are staying out of it. Am I the a-hole? You know what? I'm not going to coddle this situation in the least. At the end of the day, I don't think that the guy was in the wrong pretty much at all. Like, I've been in a lot of situations like this, close to this, and I think that it's not fair for... And this is the thing. I would say that it may be debatable if he took it too far. Fair enough. What I will say is, and I appreciate, and I'm going to preach to you young men, and especially in young women as well, but I've never been a young woman, I've been a young man. I will preach to you that taking your time and being considerate of the people, especially women around you, is important. And I appreciated that the second he realized that the energy changed, or that he may have went too far, he spoke up and didn't wait for them. And this is the other thing, men don't understand, and women, I'm not going to let you off the hook for this, but they may have not said anything and been uncomfortable at all. So they may have fucking let him go on about the night or let the guys do that and not said anything till way later. So I'm glad that he said something. When he noticed that their energy changed, he said something. But at the same time, ladies, you have to be more upfront. You have to be more vocal. You have to be a little bit more abrasive. You cannot leave it up to men to figure these things out, because it's not fair. If you go to a party and you all are drinking and you all are buzzed and you're all inebriated, you cannot put the entire weight of the responsibility of this situation on one sex just because you don't want to take responsibility at all. You have to have some accountability for yourself in these actions. Women, they took their shirts off. I mean, the tops off first. They initiated this sexual energy. The men did not. They responded to it. And even then, the guys did not push up on them, didn't touch them, didn't grab no titties, no legs, none of that. As young men, you have to pay attention and you have to be considerate. So I appreciate the fact that as soon as he noticed the energy change, he spoke up and said something. And that's what you're supposed to do. Check if she's okay. Ask her if she's all right. If you think, like, be vocal about it, and you will be able to navigate these complex situations. And that's the other thing that I glad that we have the podcast for these reasons, and I have ladies here with me, because these situations, when discussed online, if you watch a YouTube video about it, whatever, they aren't discussed with nuance, right? There's a lot of factors at play here. There's a lot of things going on in the real life situation, not just like the fucking, like, the hot take situation, but in the real life situation, people are inebriated. Maybe the guys aren't that good at reading signals. Maybe the ladies are too afraid to speak up. Like, there's a lot of things that could go wrong here, but when you speak up and you speak and you ask the other person if you're okay, you kind of start to navigate things a lot more clearly, and you can avoid some negative outcomes and negative situations, because, you know, this could play out differently. She could tell the story differently. She could tell the story to other people. And this is how unfortunate our society is, because, like, this story, I don't think is crazy, but if this is you telling the story, if she tells the story to another man, to some other people, your reputation could be ruined. Even because she may leave out the part where she took her titties out first. Or she may neglect to explain all of, you know what I'm saying, that they were all inebriated. You know, she may just, oh, they were just drunk guy. There's a lot of things that could go wrong, guys. And in these situations, and you're young and you're drinking, you're experimenting, you're with other people, they can be really messy. And one wrong decision at the wrong time when you're not thinking could change your life, could ruin your reputation. Men and women as well, you know, is maybe even more so important. So I just want to, like, help you understand that, you know, speaking up is important, and be careful when you're engaging in these activities, because these days I feel like it was better when all of us are around the same age. So I feel like it was better when we were kids, because things weren't like you couldn't fucking do a tweet that could ruin your life forever when you were 17 and stupid, or 19 and stupid. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Ladies, feel free to jump in. I just want to kind of kick it off, but go ahead.
I think that he handled that situation very well, honestly. I feel like it was when, like you said, he read the room. He was like, okay, yeah, it was a little bit awkward. And then they, you know, had a discussion later. I think he handled it well. I think that, why would he even get there? I've never been in those situations. I don't know. I've heard stories, but it's a little interesting. It's very interesting. But I think he handled himself well.
I think that the girl overdid it, and maybe she wanted attention. And I feel like she probably really just wanted to talk to him, like really, like, get with him, because she's the one that ended up calling him the next day saying he was inappropriate when she had the opportunity to say it right then and there. So it probably wasn't even inappropriate. She just probably wanted to have a one-on-one conversation with him later. Girls do things for attention in a different way. And, like, if you're taking your top off, because I don't know if she was the one who took it off or not, but she was.
All the girls took their top off.
Okay, so if they all took their tops off, then you know as a woman what it does to a man. So you know what the response was going to be. So I would have been like, hey, we want to take our tops off, but we want y'all to keep y'all shorts on. Or you should, like I said, she should have said something. So I'm feeling like they wanted the attention. They got the attention. And now she's on the phone with him the next day seeking more attention. I really don't think it was about him being inappropriate because he put his shorts on and he spoke up.
And look,
he's trying to holler.
And that's the, well, I don't know. That's a crazy way to think about it because that makes it even worse. And I'm even thinking about, and I'm glad you said that though, because like, there are situations where stuff like this happens and a woman, like you said, she might have been jealous. Maybe she didn't know he was going to pull his dick. Oh, wait, I wanted him to get him to look at me. I don't want him to look at all three of us or to him. You know what I'm saying? So he can fuck around and get his reputation ruined and she really just trying to get some attention. That's insane.
I would have never thought of it like that.
But I mean, it's a thing though. Crazy. And that's the thing. It sounds stupid. It sounds like, but I'm telling you, I know Brittany is right. It's a way that women do things. I've seen it myself. It can be dangerous.
Now, I have a question. Whose house were they at again?
I think it was his.
See, that's flag on the play right there. Because I thought you said it was his house as well.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to my friend's house, I'm in their pool. First of all, I'm not taking anything off if they don't initiate that. And this is just my opinion. If I, especially with me going to pool parties and being in the lifestyle, anybody who takes off any article of clothing has technically kicked off the real part of the party, if that makes sense. So, to piggyback off what Brittany said, we do certain things for attention. If I take my top off, I already know that I'm probably going to inspire some type of sexual reaction from anybody around, male or female. If it's that kind of crowd, or even if it's not, somebody's going to have some type of reaction. If I take my top off, the other girls take their tops off. It's only to me, and in my mind, it's only fair that everybody else get as comfortable as they want to as well. Nobody touched anybody. Nobody did anything that put anybody else in direct danger or harmed them. If it was okay for her and her friends, the girls, to get comfortable, I don't understand why it wasn't okay for the guys to get comfortable. Agreed. So it's almost like,
sexist.
I get to tease you. Mm-hmm. It's very sexist. I get to tease you. I get to, you know, flaunt myself in your face, but you better not react to it. You better not respond to it, because now it's on you. You're the bad person. You're the wrong one for doing the exact same shit that I did. I don't care if it was tops and bottoms and all of that. We can get technical. It. Clothing came off. Period. Look, point blank.
I appreciate cool. this. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was cool until now. You like, wait a minute. Some bottoms done came off. I might have to ante up. Now I don't like it.
Yeah, and then, like, even the way she talked about it afterwards was just like, well, we felt unsafe or whatever. Why are you talking to me like I'm all of a sudden a monster now? Like, okay, you came over to my house, you got in your goddamn bikini and fucking took your titties out in front of me, but now you scared, bitch? Like,
now
you know,
you're scared.
Like, what the
now
fuck?
You're scared.
Like, hell
we
no.
We all know what a person wears or doesn't wear has no bearing on anything sexual that happens to them. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, again, if you're not comfortable drinking around some, or if you're comfortable enough to be in a bikini drinking or in partaking in any alcohol, drugs, or whatever the case may be, then you should know that you're safe enough to be however you want to be, and that person is going to respect you and they're safe enough for you to be around without you being in that kind of danger. It's BS. Like Brittany said, she wanted that attention or whatever the case may be. And it doesn't sound strange to me, because I've seen women and men sometimes do some really weird shit to get somebody's attention. Mm-hmm. And then when it doesn't go the way that they want it to, out of embarrassment, they put it on the other person.
No, facts. And that's the thing. And I'm so glad. I'm so happy that y'all are speaking to this, because I think that in society, or at least in this new woke generation of everybody is not being realistic. I feel like there is almost like a level of accountability that young women are not taking or not deciding they have to have when dealing with some of these situations. Like, it's only always on the man if something goes wrong, or if you feel uncomfortable, or like you're saying, like you're playing like with this dynamic. You really was on some weird shit, and now you even on some weirder shit, and you just throwing it on him. And when really that you created this situation, you helped push it on, and then all of a sudden you hit the brakes. I'm glad that you ladies are speaking to this, because you know this is about accountability, and I am all for holding men accountable in all of these types of situations in general. When it comes to how they behave, how they handle women, when we're drinking, when we're at parties, when we're, you know, maybe doing drugs, making sure that she feels safe, making sure that she feels that whatever happens, she has consented to fully. I'm 100% on men's ass about that, but I also want us to be 100% on young women's ass about the fact that if you go to a party, you get drunk, you pull your titties out, and you end up with some dick in your face, don't be surprised and act like he a goddamn monster. No, that's not what happened here. That's all I'm saying. So I appreciate you guys.
Place, she was at his house.
Come on.
What really should have happened is they should have asked permission and asked, was it okay to take their tops off to begin with? So if there was any disrespect, they led with the disrespect.
Yeah, because he could have felt disrespected. He could have been like, hold on, what you doing? In fact, he could have easily been like, this is not that type of party. So, yeah, and, you know, that's sexist as well, just assuming he would be okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have easily been like, what the fuck? So, yeah, I'm 100% with that as well. That's a very good point. And like Brittany said, I think Brittany said it best. There is a grown woman way to handle the situation. If you want to pull something like this the smart way, the better way, and Sweet spoke to it as well, either ask permission or be like, hey, we want to take our tops off, but we chill out. We going to keep y'all clothes on. If y'all make us feel weird, we going to put our tops on. A lot of times, sometimes, you know, that may not be something that, and I get it. That may take a certain type of, no, that's just grown people shit. I'm not going to give y'all no excuses. I know all of us aren't good at speaking, but if you can be in a pool party hanging out with these niggas, you can tell them before you take your titties out, you want them to relax. And that's the kind of conversations you can just have. Just say that. You know what I'm saying? If we can escalate this in a way where feel safe, and you can still, you know, not feel pushed up on, but you got to have these. It's all about communication, and we got to just get that to the front of it. But go ahead, Sands, you had something to say?
No.
Okay, bet. All right, so, yeah, I agree with everybody. I think we all on the same page. Let me get to some of these comments, and then we're going to dive into the next one. So the last video wasn't one of my biggest. This one, I said that. So yeah, this was one of my biggest. This had 3 million views on part one, and probably like another half a million on part two. And it was like, so look, first comment. It's his pool, number one. Number two, they did it at first. He apologized 3 times. 4, if they didn't want the guys to do it, why then do it? So if you're defending the girl, shut the fuck up. Yeah, I feel you on that one. I mean, they never considered if they were making the guys uncomfortable. It only mattered when it affected them and how they felt. Facts. Never for a second thought about if they would make those guys uncomfortable. Because female logic, right? Why is it always the allies that are good at gaslighting? That's funny. Here we go. Another girl blaming the guy for doing. Sorry, ladies. They're going to have to bash y'all. See, well, you know what? I'm always feeling like all men are getting bashed. I guess it happens to women too. When one person does something terrible, everybody get bashed. First of all, he is 14, so they shouldn't take their. No, he didn't say 14. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. They weren't 14 in that thing.
No, he said, "I'm not a 14-year-old who's never seen a tit before."
Oh yeah, okay.
He was like 25, if I'm not.
Yeah, mistaken. Yeah, like 25. Yeah, you're right. Both sides should have asked if it was okay before doing facts. And that's just the bottom line. Even now, that's a very good point we didn't cover. And guys, you know, just because even though we all agree that the ladies were initiated it and probably in the wrong or mostly in the wrong, if you are a guy in a situation, like I said, you want to cover your bases. We're all about mitigating risk and operating with the best intentions and trying to, you know, go. And that's what the show's for, at least for me, the show is about, is giving you guys tools and ladies tools to navigate things in a positive manner. So communicating very bluntly, even if you assume some, don't assume shit, ask. So we could have avoided all of this, even though the ladies were in the wrong, we could have avoided all of this if he had just ask, hey, can we take our bottoms off? Y'all cool with that? That simple, that couple of lines could have saved all of this. And then, you know, maybe he could have decided, well, look, well, shit, we can't take our, we'll put y'all titties and put them titties up then. Like, because, I mean, that's, because this is the thing. If you don't ask, they don't under, and this is the other thing. It's, I think women do not under, and then this just occurred to me. This is a new thought. So let me work through this real quick. I think women don't understand how offensive it feels to a man to exert sexual energy. And then, like, at the same time, like, and well, you know what? I don't know if women feel this way. Maybe you ladies can tell me. I'm pretty sure you may have experienced it on different levels. I don't know if it's to the same level. But, like, exert that type of sexual energy, but at the same time reject them. That is a very, like, offensive thing to do to somebody. So if he had asked if he could take his bottoms off and she had said no, and we're like, well, look, if you're not escalating the sexual energy, if this is not the direction we're going into, I would like you to put your top back on, because this is, like she says, you know what you are doing to a man. You know, like, it's not even about the psychology, it's the physiology, you know what I'm saying, of it at that point. So, yes, put your chest up. Now I am offended by them. And it's not even being funny. It's a real thing. If we're not going there, if this is not, like, you know, if you don't want to party like this, then, yeah, put that up. That would be very reasonable. But, I don't know, like, did that make sense?
Caleb? It is very offensive, yes.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. It's very offensive. If you're going to take your top off, it's the same thing as showing your vagina, penis, butthole. It's a private part. So if you're okay with taking it off without asking for consent, somebody else should be able to take theirs off without asking for consent, because you led the party that way. So don't do that if that's not what you're expecting, because that is what will happen.
Facts. All right, we're going to dive into the second one. Hey, did we, is this the, hold on, Brian, I'm pausing right here. Did you guys, is this a second vi- this is the second or the first one of this episode? It's the first one, right?
This is the first one of this second
right.
episode.
I bet. We're just gonna hop into the second one. All right. So look, we're gonna dive into the second one right here. I feel like we all on the same page with that. Now let's check this out. Am I the for telling my sister she was out of her mind when she said she wanted to take back my child that I adopted from her? Woo! How you gonna try to repo somebody's baby? I'm a 36-year-old female. My sister, a 29-year-old female, Naomi, got pregnant at 18. I'm infertile when I knew I couldn't have kids, so when Naomi said she was giving her baby up for adoption, I decided to be her mom. Naomi went no contact 5 months after giving birth. For a bit of background, Naomi got pregnant by a one-night stand and she apparently didn't remember or know who the father was at the time of birth. But when Veronica, the baby, was two, a man named Terry, 35, messaged me on social media claiming to be the father of my child. We met up, he bonded with his daughter, and well, that man is now my husband of 7 years. Shout out to Happy Endings. The baby got a mom that really wanted her and a father who did not know that she existed, who wants to be in her life and is now her actual father, and you guys got married. That's actually dope. So going back to my sister, she called me yesterday. Although I was surprised at her call, I picked up. We made some small talk, and then she said she had just gotten married a year back, and both of them wanted children but couldn't because her husband was infertile but really wanted kids. I asked her if she wanted to adopt, and she said she would just need to get her baby back. Hey, yo, let me just get that baby back. I was speechless for a few moments before replying that if she wants to meet my child as an aunt, she is welcome to, and we both can sit Veronica down and explain the reason for her absence, but she can't just ask me to give up my child. She says she'll sue me as she's the birth mother. I told she was out of her mind and I told her about Terry. She exploded, calling me names and saying that I stole her life. I got too emotional and hung up. Terry came home from work and on explaining to him what happened, he was beyond furious. I then got a call from my parents saying I was an asshole for telling Naomi she couldn't see her baby. I told them I never said that and I welcomed her to bond with Veronica, but they refused to listen and said I was being insensitive and harsh and flaunting my family. Terry said there's no way he was letting my sister have full custody, and I agree, but I want to know if I'm the asshole for being too harsh and telling her about Terry. Also, I legally adopted Veronica at birth. Terry adopted her too after we got married. Naomi never wanted kids, and I feel the only reason why she wants Veronica now is because her husband wants kids. I don't know, but I think this is it. And Terry agrees. Again, you can't just come and steal niggas' babies, man. Ladies, feel free to chime in, man. We gonna hop right into it.
That's some Jerry Springer shit right there, y'all.
No, you cannot have my baby.
Facts. You can't just come around and be like, hey, let me get that up off you.
Hey. They gonna have to duke that one out because you got the birth mom and the birth dad in the picture. I just want to see how this go down in the end.
But you know, that's the thing. So I do feel like, okay, this is my question. Do y'all feel like, let's say you and your sister not cool at all, but do y'all feel like if you marry the baby daddy of the baby that I adopted from my sister, even if we not cool, like, and I don't even think it wasn't like they wasn't cool, because it seemed like she wouldn't even really care about her taking her daughter until she needed her back. So, like, do you think that she still should have told her, like, yeah, I married your baby's father?
Depending on... How does she know?
Huh?
How does she know?
Who know?
How did they figure that out?
She knew the dude.
The guy hit her up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let her know I'm the baby's father. And when they met, he bonded with the baby and they hit it off.
Okay.
With her sister in all that time, because it's what it sounded like is that they did have a strained relationship. But when her sister called her, she did let her know in that initial conversation that she's married to the child's
father, the baby.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, they would have to duke that one out in court. That's a really tough one. For me, I don't know why, but I automatically put myself in the role of the sister who adopted the baby. And my stance is like, no, you're gonna have to go to, like Joe said, we're gonna have to go to blows over this one, because I'm not just giving you this baby back. Because first of all, you had a situation where, one, you don't remember everything that happened. You didn't know who the baby's father was. You weren't responsible enough to take care of the baby, because she went off the radar for 5 months right after the baby was born, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what you said,
yeah,
Joe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So your level of responsibility has been null and void to begin with. I'm raising this baby, and she didn't reach out to the guy. He reached out to her. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm finna get with this dude that my sister had a baby with. It didn't happen like that. They met. Clearly, they had a vibe and a connection, and they are married. It's not like she's creeping with somebody.
That's a good point, too. Facts.
And this child now knows her aunt to be her mother. And we had an episode where we talked about when children should know who real parents are if they're adopted. And of course, at some point they should have that conversation, but it sounds like they're raising this baby. They want this baby. And even though he is the birth father, he still took the extra step to adopt the baby on top of him being the baby's actual father. You can't really get more secure than that, in my opinion. Mm. Especially for him to come back and reach out and say, hey, I believe this is my baby. So he's the birth father. He's shown that he's responsible. He's shown that, you know, once he knew what was going on, he was ready to step in. So the birth mom, she don't have a really hard uphill battle proving that she should have the baby back to begin with, and you know that it's okay to just take the baby from her now parents.
No,
but how does that work with adoption, though? Isn't there?
That's what I'm saying. That's not even a thing.
She can't take the baby back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way that you would, that, like, on any level. I don't give a fuck who it was. There's no way you could just come back later and be like, "Hey, let me get that up off you." That's not how none of this works.
Right. I didn't even think about that part.
And then the other part
doesn't work like that, does it?
Not at all. She was just tripping. And but it's the other thing.
Thank you, Sam.
How small-minded and selfish of a human being do you have to be? You already did threw away this little girl once. She finally got her new daddy. I mean, her original father and her mother, who actually loved her, gave her this life, is stable, you know, treating her well. You left. How dare you even think about that? Like, how dare you think about uprooting her life? You didn't even consider how that would make her feel. You don't consider how that could cause her trauma. You don't consider none of that. It's just, hey, we need a new kid. Hell no. So now, I agree with both of y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not for a second did you think about the child. You don't even like this kid. Like, hell no, man.
Stop it. Come on. But no, like, that's just... I lost it. No.
Okay, let me get to some of these comments. So this video had 4 million views. God damn. 4.3 million views. She adopted the baby. The child is hers. Secondly, suing wouldn't work due to abandonment, even if the adoption portion fell through. Okay. She can't sue. Hey, look, the comments, my lawyers in the comments came through. She can't sue. They have a small amount of time to get the baby back and rethink the decision. Okay. It's been dang near 3 years. It's too late, baby. She knows what adoption entails. Okay, but how did she know that that man was the father and proceeded to marry him? I didn't hear anything. Look, okay, you're all on wrong shit. If you give up your rights to that child, to be that child's parent, like putting them up for adoption, you have no right to think you're entitled to them back. Exactly. We did have one person try to have her back. Everybody is like, she abandoned the baby. Maybe she wasn't in a good place to take care of. And ain't nobody give a fuck. Nobody care. All
right. The baby was 5 months, they said, right?
She left for 5 months. I think she left as soon as the baby was born, right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. She abandoned her for 5 months right after she was born. Yeah.
She abandoned her for 5 months.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that the baby's young enough to where they don't have to witness this, because that's crazy.
The baby's like 4 now, so when she came back like 4 years, that's what I'm saying, it's been years. So she gotta go. I 100% agree. So definitely she is definitely the a-hole. I would definitely not let nobody come take my baby back. Fuck it. Whatever. So I feel like nobody needs the long drawn out version of this one. So does anybody have anything to say before we slide out?
The mom also said that she feels bad that the sister won't let her see her child. No, we all agree that this woman shouldn't even see this child because of, look how traumatic she is. Facts. And the problem she brings. So the mom is out of line. So, you know, that's probably why the sister like that. You know, she need to get rid of a few people
that's
over there in that family.
That's a good point, too, the mom. Yeah, facts. Yeah, they tried to charge her. Exactly. And that's the funniest thing about all of this. One thing I can say, and it's the weird, I don't know what it is. I don't understand it. I don't have, maybe one of y'all have a clever, hypothesis, when it comes to this, but for some strange reason, in like 90% of these stories, the family is almost always on the wrong person's side. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, why is it always the family backing like the worst fucking individual? I don't know what the fuck that is.
That part definitely. I don't understand, but I definitely do think that it has to do with getting that girl back. At this point, they just trying to keep her sane. They're not even worried about anything.
See, that's what I'm saying. They be trying to rescue one kid. So that's the good. So you did find at least in this situation, maybe not in general, but maybe that does carry over. They're always trying to like save the bad person and at the expense of whoever is actually in the right in the situation. So that's a good point. Facts.
And plus, they the ones who create the family. So it's like you're actually trying to right your wrong through your kids or if you're a part of that family. Because you're the reason why it's trickling down to all of these problems in the beginning because of how you raised them. So really, I think it's because you feel bad.
No, yeah, it's probably some of that too. And whatever's going on, they probably feel guilty about it, feel like they partly to blame, even if they had nothing to do with it. So I guess, we about to wrap up. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate you tuning in. Leave us a rating or whatever app you listen to the podcast on. Give us those 5 stars. It does mean a lot. And thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part. If you want to join our mailing list, there is a link in the description of this episode. Feel free to click that. Put your email in and leave us a comment as well, because I want to know how you feel about the show. We've been putting in a lot of work over here. You hear these great discussions. And I'm so glad that you guys have been so fucking enthusiastic about the show. It means a lot to me. So we're going to die. We're going to dip out. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, and we will see you in the next one.